universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This week I was ready to tell you about tables and tablecloths, but something happened that I have to set that aside and relate what happened to me. As some of you know, I help out a church, Abiding Savior, with part of my time. I do pastoral visits to people in nursing homes and in their homes to give them a devotion and encouragement and communion. Somebody called me, a friend from a previous congregation in the St. Louis area, said, "Do you remember Chaplain Ron?" I said, "Oh, yeah. He helped Grandma and when she was in the nursing home, and he's been a friend for many years. He said, "Well, did you know he is now in a nursing home? He has Parkinson's very bad, and he just lost his sight as it relates to Parkinson's." I said, "No, I didn't know all of that." He said, "It sure would be nice if you could visit him, talk to him a little bit, you being blind, and maybe you can give him some encouragement." I said, "Well, absolutely." So I arranged this week so I could go see Chaplain Ron. And when I came in the room and sat down, he kind of, could hardly talk at first. And I said, it's Dave, do you remember me?" "Oh, yeah." And I said, and you, "I remember our first time meeting was with Graham." And he talked about that for a while. And I was amazed on how his, even though Parkinson's can take your mind, his mind was rather sharp and clear when it came to things of God and ministry. It really surprised me. And as we talked and shared about some of the past, he said, "Well, what are you doing now?" And so I shared what I'm doing with the podcast and serving people who are blind. And I shared a thought with him. I thought maybe this will be an encouragement for him from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's one of my favorite Bible verses where Paul says, "We don't lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. And this slight momentary affliction is nothing compared to the eternal weight of glory that awaits us." Our outer nature wasting away? Yeah. But our inward nature is being renewed day by day. Well, that inward nature is our faith. And though our bodies be wasting, we're growing. Because life isn't about who we are physically, but who we are related to Jesus. And he said, yeah, that's a very comforting verse, knowing that it's my faith that sustains me through my Parkinson's and now my blindness. I said, "Ron, what's your favorite Bible verse?" He didn't bat an eye. Or blink or pause or anything like that. He said, "Well, it's my confirmation verse." "What's that?" Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto the Jew first and then the Gentiles." I said, "Ron, why is that your favorite Bible verse?" And with his hesitant voice, and I immediately, when I came in the room early on, I put my hand on his knee and he put his hand on mine, and I was holding his hand, kind of like a handshake. All this time it was trembling because of the Parkinson's. I think it was about then that the trembling stopped, and he said, because of the power? He said, "No, because it's for everyone." And that struck me. For everyone. That includes the guy who has Parkinson's and can't see, whose hand is trembling and his life is almost over, as well as the pastor who's in front of him, or his grandson, or his granddaughter. It's for everyone. I said, "Wow, that's pretty neat, Ron." And I don't know how it segued over to, but he said, "Yeah, and I'm still carrying on a ministry here as well. For when people are," he's in a nursing home, "in their last day, I go and visit them and I pray with them until they die." Wow. What a ministry. He is a chaplain to the very end, being with people, praying with them, helping them into heaven, even as he is not able to walk, but has to be wheeled there by a nurse who cheerfully, and I met a couple of the nurses, cheerfully does so, so he can serve them all the way to heaven. As I sat in front of Ron, I realized, I want to be like Ron. Dear Jesus, thank you for Ron, for his witness, his faith. Help us all to have faith in the midst of our crumbling world, sometimes our crumbling bodies, to not be ashamed of that gospel, that good news that you died for our sins to forgive us, and help us to share it, just like Ron, to everybody. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.